Hypocrisy was a favorite target of Jesus because of its untruth and deception. We find hypocrisy of one form or another throughout our lives, but in the area of religion, it does run rampant. When religion puts forth an all-loving and merciful God and then turns around and says to fear God because of his or her wrath, this is hypocrisy. For they say that God is all-loving, merciful, and perfect, and put that out as truth. Then they turn around and betray that truth by saying God is wrathful, vengeful, and condemns some of his creations to an everlasting fiery pit to suffer eternally. Just using basic logic, you can't have an all-loving and all-merciful God who then turns around and shows no mercy or love in punishing forever those he or she supposedly loves and shows mercy to. We also run into religious hypocrisy in the condemnation and judging of supposed sinners. All religions have differing outlooks on what they consider sin, and all give various sins different classifications of severity. We even have some Christian churches put forth as sin the following: wearing makeup, wearing jewelry, dancing, watching TV, attending movies, women in two-piece bathing suits, mixed swimming, playing cards, smoking, listening to rock music, men wearing beards, unmarried couples kissing, drinking wine in moderation, using a Bible other than King James Version, and drinking coffee or tea. When an average adult reads this list, many might laugh at how ridiculous this list seems to be. But to certain churches, people who do these things are sinners. Sin, as I mentioned earlier, is also judged by its severity. In certain religions, adultery by a female, it doesn't seem to apply to the male in most cases, can mean a death sentence. In the case of females in general, sexual sins seem to hold the most stigma, while males get off much more lightly. Many conservative churches still feel that the female is a potential Jezebel who can seduce men with her feminine wiles. Hence, no makeup, no lipstick, no jewelry, no two-piece swimsuits, etc. In some cases of sin, the female has an advantage, such as in murder, for women are much less likely to get a death sentence than men. Sins in religions are much more likely to daily address the sins of morality rather than crime, especially when it pertains to sexual morality. I guess religions feel that if they can control the sexual morality issues, they can then work on other issues of morality. I had a woman who used to come regularly to see me as a client. She was a very sweet and caring person, honest, loving, and from all outward appearances, a very pretty and classy lady. She was also a high-class prostitute. When I told her psychically what she did for a living, she just nodded affirmatively and then told me that she enjoyed her profession, would quit one day when she had her nest egg, marry, and hopefully have two children. She was completely nonchalant and very comfortable, and I immediately knew why. She was a good person. Many religions would have strung her up from the nearest tree, so to speak. But she wasn't hurting anybody, and did volunteer work at a local hospital. I have always hated the word sin, because it is a truly subjective term. Morality is geographical, as women in primitive cultures go around bare-breasted and might have several husbands, or vice versa. To them, it is a traditional way of life, and again, it harms no one. I have always put forth that what separates a sinner from a non-sinner is motive. If you have the intent to hurt someone or maliciously mean to do harm to someone, you can be judged by your fellow man for criminal intent and to maintain social order. But as far as judgment in a religious sense is concerned, no one can judge another soul. That is between that soul and God. I personally don't believe in the concept of religious judgment because I know we have an all-loving God who would not hurt or punish anyone. I believe that the only judgment we go through is when we judge ourselves on the other side.